Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to the Temple of Healing Waters Morning Dew Prayer Line. This morning, my scripture will be read from Romans 14, 15, then I'm going to skip down to 18. This is Romans 8, 14, 15, and 18. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. For I reckon the suffering of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. Abba, Father, Abba, God, who art in heaven, great King, a mighty one, God, you're holy and you're righteous. You're the only true and living God. Oh, God, we adore you. We worship you. We lift you up. You're mighty on the throne, and we thank you just for being our God. Lord, search us this morning. Search our hearts. Anything we've said, anything we've done, touched, anything we even pondered in our hearts, Lord, in our mind, forgive us, Father, and bring to our remembrance to go to those we have offended. And if anyone has offended us, help us to forgive and let go. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you. We thank you for the washing. We thank you for the deliverance. We thank you for the chances you've given us time and time again. We thank you for freedom in you. We thank you for deliverance in you, Father. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for making us whole. And we thank you for keeping us and healing us with your precious Holy Ghost. Lord God, this morning we pray. We pray for those that are in need of you, those that are heavy laden, oh God, with the spirit of oppression and depression this morning. We pray that you lift, Lord God. We pray that you set free, that they too will know of your goodness and of your freedom and of your love. God, boost the stronghold, the things that would distract them, that would come between them from getting to you, Father, in the name of Jesus. There are many somewhere who don't know what to do, don't know where to turn, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, who are suffering in their bodies in the hospital rooms, Lord God, who are suffering and regretting things in the prison room, Lord God. Father, look on them today, in the name of Jesus. Have mercy, Abba, Father. Oh, have mercy on them. Give them a new light, a new way. Speak to their hearts, Lord God. Let them know that you're still in control. Send the messenger of love. In the name of Jesus, give them the freedom that you've given us. In the name of Jesus, to stand on your word, to believe in your word, to hide your word in our hearts, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, give them a thirst to long for you, Father. In the name of Jesus, God, we love you this morning. We thank you this morning because you've shown us, even when we didn't have to be shown, that you're God all by yourself and that you're mighty on the throne. Oh, God, we thank you this morning. Oh, for keeping us, even in the times of trouble. You made a way out of no way in the courtroom, in the workplace. Oh, God, you made a way out of no way when the finances seemed to be in a mess. You made a way out of no way. Oh, God, when the body was suffering with all kinds of sickness and disease, you healed. You healed out of nowhere. You just came and you touched and you healed and you set free and you delivered, Lord God. Touch the minds of your people. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we lean on you. We trust in you. We look to you, Father, for we reckon this suffering that we go through now. Oh, it cannot be compared what you have it for us, what you have stored up for us, God. Our trust is in you. Our hope is in you no matter what we're going through, no matter what we see, the floods, the rain, the earthquakes. Oh, God, the tornadoes, Lord, the destruction in the land does not take away the fact that you're God all by yourself. But we trust you. And we know that this present time that we're going through cannot be compared to our future that you have for us. And that you have for those, oh God, who trust and believe in you. Word our mouth. Word our mouth even the more with your words, Lord God, to go out into the highways, into the subways, into the byways, and tell others of your goodness, and tell others of your love, oh God, and to share patience and temperance with them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you for the long-suffering. We thank you for the temperance. We thank you for the love, Lord God. We thank you, Father, for giving us a heart of mercy. We thank you, Lord, for giving us a heart to give, to love, to be kind, to show favor, oh, and to be friendly, God. We thank you for giving us a spirit to live holy and to live righteous, not to take down, not to fall weak and weary, Lord God. Oh, but your glory be magnified in us. Your glory be magnified, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. And someone would come and ask, what must they do to be close to you? Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, word our mouths even the more. Fill even the more with your Holy Ghost Spirit. There's much work to be done. There's much word to be spread. There's much goodness to be told about you, Father, lifting you up in the name of Jesus. Oh, we thank you. We thank you for the Savior, Jesus Christ. We thank you for his suffering. We thank you that he lives, oh, God. Even as he died, he lives, oh, God, and he's in heaven with you, Father, intercessing for the souls of your people. God, we thank you. We thank you for the provisions of the Holy Ghost that will seal us and keep us and bring all manner of things to our remembrance and that will give us power to do the work that you have us to do on this earth. God, we thank you. Look on the watchman on the wall for the souls this morning, Father, those that you have set to watch over your people, to lead your people, to give them direction, oh, God, that you give them direction, oh, God, to give us. We thank you. We pray for their strength, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that they may not throw in the rag, not give up, not faint, not be weary in well-doing. Strengthen right now, Father. Send your, it's not by might, but it's by your spirit, oh, God, that they need you, Lord God, to help them, to hold on, to trust in you and to believe in you as they lead your people in the right way through your word, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, look on the leaders of our nations everywhere, Father. Those, oh God, who are over your people to give instruction and direction according to the laws and the bylaws in this world, Lord God. Help them be a people that will turn to you, that will bow down to you and seek advice from you, or even seek advice from the ones that you have placed as leaders in the holy place. In the name of Jesus, Father, look on Israel as they go through the wars and the rumors of wars, Lord God. You're in control. We rest in you, and we trust in you, Father. But we reckon the suffering that's going on in this world, Lord. We reckon the suffering, oh God, that are going on amongst our children, Lord God. We reckon the suffering that's going on amongst our loved ones, oh God. The drug addicts, prostitutes, Lord God. We reckon the suffering cannot be compared. What you have in store. So help us. Word us. Fill us again with your Holy Ghost. That we may reach out to those that are going through those sufferings, that are going through those conditions, oh God, in their minds and in their bodies, Lord God. Oh, help us, oh God, empower us some more to tell them of your word, to give them a word that will set them free, to give them a word that will help them to put down the drugs, to give up the situation that's not like you, to keep their mouths from foul things, to keep their mind clean and pure and holy. Give us even the more what to say and what to do the very moment that we are talking or dealing with those that are in situations that are out of their control and only that you can deliver from. Oh, God, we thank you this morning for the provisions that you've given us. That you've given us a heart not to faint. You've given us a heart to be strong and steadfast in your will. For we decree, Lord God, that the suffering of this present time, oh, we declare, cannot be compared, oh God, for what you shall reveal in us and what you are revealing in us in the name of Jesus. Everywhere, Father, we need you. We lift you up and we cry, holy. Holy is the King, the Mighty One, the Omnipotent One, as we go forth doing your will and doing your work and spreading your word and staying in that zone and be determined to spread your word, show love, to give faith, and to be friendly. You've given us that. We must share it with those who don't know. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you for the hope. We thank you for the healing, for the deliverance. We thank you for the wholeness in you. In the name of Jesus, be in this day as only you can, Father, in a mighty way. Move amongst us in the temples as we worship you today. Show yourself mighty, high and lifted up. Let your train fill these temples in the name of Jesus, Father. And those that cannot make it out to the temples, help them, Lord God. Help them to have an altar in the home before you to worship you, to lift you up, and to give you the glory, for you're worthy. Healing is in you. Deliverance is in you. Ways made are in you. Mind regulation is in you. Blood purification is in you, Father. In the name of Jesus, every miracle, every need, every want is in you, Father. You, God, you have the way. In the name of Jesus, our Savior, Christ Jesus, we thank you and we praise you. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray, amen. Thank you, excuse me, for joining the Pastor Compton and the Prayer Warriors on the Temple of Healing Waters Morning Dew Prayer Line. Please join us again tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. for our daily prayer. Visit our websites and web pages and Facebook pages and group pages. HealingH2O.org for current news and events. We would like to hear from you. So please email us your testimonies, your words of victory, your prayer request at www.healingh2o.org. And remember the suffering of this present time. Anything we go through and everything we're going through or have gone through cannot be compared. Oh, but what God is going to reveal in us. Be encouraged. Rest in the Lord and trust in Him always. Have a wonderful and blessed day. Bye-bye for now.